Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Merry Christmas Eve, folks. I thought we'd talk about cocaine hippos.
Because nothing says Christmas Eve like cocaine hippos.
Well, look, to you and me, that seems like a strange, you know, a way out position to have. But if you lived in Colombia, where I'm sure they do celebrate Christmas, you'd be like, yeah, no, the hippos are a real problem.
I actually put a cocaine hippo at the top of my Christmas list this year. So if if I'm lucky, I'll find one in my stocking.
So this is the hippopotamus, right? I don't know what the scientific designation for it is. I'm sure it's on here somewhere, but it doesn't matter.
Right? It's hippopotamus amphibious, I think it was.
You know what? That's also rather ironic, considering they can't swim. They're not really amphibious. They just stand in water.
I thought they sort of milled about and they like to wallow in the water.
Oh, yeah, they do. They spend all day in water. But I'm not sure I'd call them amphibious, because it kind of implies that they can, like, you know, swim and live in the water.
Something that blew my mind is I was watching a nature documentary, and apparently when they get attacked in the water, they release their bowels and then use their tail like a propeller to spread it as far as possible. And that is a very horrible adaptation.
That is apparently true. But they're one of the only two hippopotami left in the world. The other one is the pygmy hippo. And that's probably for the best, because hippopotamuses are dangerous and psychotic. And they look quite cute and cuddly, but look at all the scars on this.
I was just looking at it thinking, that's not something I want to mess with.
Yeah, this lad has been through the wars, right? And hippopotamuses are the third largest land animal in the world, behind elephants and rhinoceroses. They can get up to about 3 tons, oof, which is just gargantuan. And their natural range is, of course, all across Africa. Although, historically, they used to be across Europe and Asia as well. So if you went back like 20,000 years to sort of the Middle East or wherever, you'd find hippopotamuses in the river there, which is interesting.
So in the Ice Age, so were they hairy?
No, they're just in hot areas.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
But they weren't in like Northern Europe or anything.
I was going to say, the Scandinavian hippo is a strange concept.
No. But they are absolutely gargantuan beasts, and they have a massive skull. And this massive skull, that picture would come up. I guess it won't. This massive skull, there was a...
There it is.
There we go. As you can see, it's got gargantuan teeth in it.
Have you seen people try and like recreate what a hippo could look like based on its skull?
Yeah, it looks like a dragon.
It looks horrifying. Like, they make it look like a monster.
Yeah. Because for they can't remodel the sort of soft tissue that hides all the teeth. And this is why every dinosaur recreation you see is probably wrong. It's probably unlikely that, like, Tyrannosaurus Rex had teeth sticking out of his mouth. The chances are it just had a really thick, meaty hippo mouth rather than, like... Because normally a Tyrannosaurus Rex recreation, like, it looks kind of like oblong-shaped jaw, because it's a big, thick jaw, and then it's got teeth sticking out. Well, no, imagine there's big fleshy lumps hiding the teeth, and that's probably more likely. And the thing is, modern recreations and paleo art of this do it, and like, to make the Tyrannosaurus Rex look more like a monitor lizard, because they have their teeth covered. And the thing is, it looks kind of stupid and gummy. And
I can imagine it being kind of more scary. Imagine being chased by something that looks kind of gormless. And kind of clueless.
It looks harmless. That's the thing, because you can't see the teeth. It looks far less dangerous.
But I was thinking about this, that if you sort of made a chicken about 6 or 7 foot tall, the fact that it has no intelligence makes it sort of scarier in a weird way.
Yeah, but the thing is, I think they do have a kind of intelligence. That's the thing. It's not like... Because, I mean, look at like the corvus, the ravens and the crows. Mm-hmm. They're really smart. I mean,
they've got the intelligence of a 7-year-old child. They can do puzzles and all sorts of things. They can pass information down generations.
Yeah.
All sorts of really impressive things.
The ones where they use tools to solve puzzles to get the food out of the tube or whatever, that's genuinely worrying, because what you realize what you're dealing with is non-human reasoning. And that means, I mean, if there's one thing that now bird lovers will say, well, hang on a second, I've got a pet parrot and he's really affectionate. It's like, yeah, yeah, he is. But I also feel that the bird has a kind of inhuman quality to it that's more reptilian. And like,
that's fair, yeah.
There's something about a non-human intelligence where it's just like, it's cruel and calculating in the way I view them.
Well, right. They also have very small brains and, you know, bird brains notorious as an insult, as well as the fact that they're not usually very wrinkly and...
like a koala. Anyway, the point being, these massive beasts are the most dangerous animals in Africa. They kill more people than any other animal. So everyone's like, oh God, I'm really worried about lions and leopards and elephants. No, it's the hippo that is the problem. And so releasing a load of hippos into the wild in another country is a problem, because in Africa, they have droughts. And droughts mean mass die-offs. And then, therefore, the population of hippos, who don't really have any natural predators. I mean, technically, like a pride of lions might be able to bring down a hippo, possibly. But for most of the hippo's existence, it doesn't really have to worry about predators because it's just too big. And so the thing that keeps the hippo numbers under control is Africa's atrocious weather system. So anyway, let's talk about Pablo Escobar. I love being able to tie these things together. So I don't really know that much about Pablo Escobar. I had to have a read of his Wikipedia page. And there are loads of documentaries and things like that. But he seemed like a kind of cheery maniac. as you can see by the photo, he looks like he's probably a fun guy to go out with a beer with, right?
Might not be beer, but...
Well, yeah. It might not be beer. So for anyone who doesn't know, any Zoomers watching, Pablo Escobar was considered to be the wealthiest criminal in history because he ran a, what in modern day dollars, was a $70 billion cocaine trade out of Colombia. He had monopolized, with his gang, he had monopolized the entire cocaine, international cocaine
industry
system. Yeah, industry, I guess you'd call it, to the United States. So all cocaine in America through the 70s and 80s, by the late 80s anyway, sorry, the mid 80s, was coming through Pablo Escobar's networks. So he was unbelievably rich. Forbes, for seven consecutive years, marked him as one of the richest people in the world. And he was just mad, absolutely mad. He created, though, he made himself a giant luxury house. And in this giant luxury house, he had a zoo. And in this zoo, he had more than 200 species of exotic animals, such as hippos, giraffes, elephants, zebras, and ostriches, all introduced to the country as a result of bribes to the government.
You couldn't even have a zoo without corruption.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, I guess. I mean, if that is your job, then... You know, if it's the story of him essentially declaring war on the Colombian government, killing hundreds and hundreds of police officers, government officials, and I mean, essentially trying to set himself up as like a little like cocaine monarch in Colombia is genuinely fascinating.
He is a terrible guy, just to be clear.
Terrible guy, libertarian hero. No, he's genuinely an evil guy. Killed hundreds of people. But a strange and entertaining life to read about, right? But anyway, so he died aged 44 in 1993, killed by the government.
Of course he was.
Yeah.
They want to crush an innocent entrepreneur, don't they?
Yeah, they just want to keep the little guy down. Yet another victim of state violence. anyway, so he had a bunch of hippos and they escaped from his zoo. And they got hunted down. One of these hippos was called Pepe, which is weirdly mimetic.
Mm.
And the Colombian government, not satisfied with killing just a prosperous entrepreneur, they were also hunting down his hippos. And Pepe got shot, as you can see, by the number of army men, soldiers, around the hippo as they shot him.
He died a hero. Look at how many men it took to take him down.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a goddamn hippo, so yeah.
Rip.
They were also searching for a bunch of other hippos, which were escaped, because Pablo had three females and one male.
I can see where this is going.
You can see where this is going. They'd been living in a tropical valley after escaping almost 3 years prior to 2009 from Escobar's property, which was seized by the government, by the way. So they killed him, took his stuff, and it's just like, look, man, that's a story for the eight. Anyway, joking. Obviously, we don't support Pablo Escobar here. But they were part of his collection, and the authorities ordered that the hippos be hunted down and killed because they were damaging crops and endangering people. They did spend, I think it was about 2 years, trying to capture them, to geld the hippos. So, we're not going to kill them. We're just going to, you know, neuter them so they're not breeding and taking over Colombia. The problem is, that's a lot easier said than done.
How do you catch a hippo?
Yeah, that's the question, right? How do you catch, sedate, and then castrate a hippo? The answer is not very easily, which is why it took them 2 years. And this is why the government was just like, look, just shoot them. Just shoot them, for God's sake. You know, do we actually need to have all these hippos running around? But they were also searching for a couple of females and some calves that they had given birth to. Now, the problem with this is that people didn't like seeing this picture, right?
I mean, it's an invasive species. And also, I've just looked it up. Apparently, hippos are good eating.
Oh, I'm sure they're delicious.
Apparently, it's very fatty, though, as you can probably imagine.
I don't mind that.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, but the point is, people, presumably bourgeois liberals...
I knew that was coming.
We're like, oh, well, look at the poor hippo. Look at these mean men with their guns. They killed the hippo. And so now people were like, oh, the public was outraged at the pictures of 15 uniformed men standing beside Pepe the hippo's body. The most vocal protesters demanded that the Minister of the Environment resign. Newspapers ran angry letters from readers. An outcry soon led a judge to prohibit further hippo killings.
Escobar sympathizers. Just because they're killing his inner circle doesn't mean, you know, it's not justified.
So you can see where this is going, right? Colombia is a country that's near to the equator, and so it's very, very warm all year round. However, unlike Africa, Colombia is drenched in water. Absolutely drenched. It's really, really high rainfall. And so basically, this is like hippo utopia. It's got, you know, it's a tremendous number of bodies of water. It's gorgeous and warm. It's lush and verdant. There is food everywhere. This has become, if you wanted to battery farm hippos and increase a hippo population as quickly as possible, you would do it in somewhere like Colombia, in fact, because it has absolutely everything the hippos need. No natural predators, has no shortage of food, no problems with the environment, and lots of space because there are no other hippos around.
Are the hippos stupid? What are they doing living in Africa? Why didn't they move?
Well, that's a great question. And, you know, they've... I imagine that, you know, that when the continental plates of Africa and South America split, the hippos were like, well, surely the African one's going to be better, you know. But no, the mistake was made. They should have been on the South American one. But anyway, yeah, so a judge intervened and was like, you're not allowed to kill these hippos. That's inhuman. Look at it. It's
well, they're not human.
Well, yeah.
Hippos.
And at the time, Pepe was one of around what they estimated to be 60 wild hippos in the Hacienda Napoli's ranch. But the thing is, because there's just nothing stopping the hippos from going anywhere, hippos have been sighted like hundreds of miles away from Escobar's ranch. And they're like, oh, like down these rivers? Because there's literally no reason that the hippo can't just... Like, there's nothing to hunt the hippo. Like, I mean, you know, there's not that much in Africa to hunt the hippo either. But there are at least, you know, massive crocodiles, like Nile crocodiles and saltwater crocodiles. But if you've got, like, caiman, which aren't very big, and they aren't very, you know, aren't that dangerous, to a hippo, like, hippo's like, look, I kill saltwater crocodiles with my face. You know, your tiny, thin jaws, you're not going to do anything.
I think I have a solution here. Americans. You know how many Americans like going on hunting holidays?
Yeah.
They can sort of become Arnold Schwarzenegger in Predator and go through the jungle.
Yeah, hunting hippos.
That's quite a story to tell. If someone said they'd been to Colombia hunting hippos, I'd be like, I respect you.
I mean, it's literally the most dangerous game.
Exactly.
It's, you know, anyway. But the problem, of course, is that leftists are outraged. And so they point out, Michael Knight, a South African ecologist, points out that, look, this is genuinely hippo paradise, right? You couldn't craft a more wonderful place for the hippos to live. And so this has been a real problem. Now, Pepe the Hippo got his own little documentary. He was quite famous. Even looks a bit like Pepe the Frog there as well. That's weird.
A little bit.
Anyway, so this, it was a kind of first person documentary from Pepe the Hippo.
What, it's from the hippo's perspective?
Yeah. Yeah. Weird. I don't really know why. I haven't watched it, I have to be honest. But yeah, look, it's a, you know, Nelson gives the ill-fated creature its own voice. I don't know why you do a first person documentary from
that's a bit weird. I hate it when people give voices to animals. It feels really...
What, like in the Bible?
Yeah. Well, oh, I meant more in film, but...
I think it's weird in the Bible, too. Oh, this donkey started talking. Did it, though? Anyway. but anyway, so this was a famous hippo now. It's a famous and beloved hippo. But anyway, researchers have been like, yeah, so just how many hippos are there in Colombia? And the answer is they don't know, but more than they thought.
Uh-oh.
So a few years ago, researchers were like curious about how fast the animals were reproducing. And they thought, oh, there's probably about 98 of them in the Magdalena River and its tributaries in 2020. Now, that's quite a large number of hippos, really. But, you know, okay, well, that's not that bad. But they did a new study, counting the animals in person, using drones, other tracking methods. And they're like, yeah, there's over 200 of them, actually. And so you've got this kind of exponential breeding
so
curve.
I imagine he probably got them in the 80s, right? Is he,
yeah,
he
probably
got like killed.
1993 he was killed.
1993, okay. So that's not that long for four hippos to become 200.
No.
That's quite a lot of hippos.
Well, again, in other environments, they might not have bred quite so quickly. But if you literally put them in hippo paradise and say, right, here's literally all the resources you'll ever need and all the safety and comfort you'll ever want, then it turns out they can breed really rapidly.
So they're going to have their very own version of the Mouse Utopia experiment, but with hippos where...
Hippos in Colombia, yeah. And ironically, that's exactly what's happening. And the thing is, there are no native animals in Colombia that are nearly as big as a hippo. Like, I don't know, like capybara or whatever they have. You know, they're big, obviously, you know, for an animal, but like, they're not 3 tons. And so the hippos are just crowding out everything. And so it becomes apparent the hippos are going to become a threat to the local wildlife.
I'm not surprised.
And they're going to literally take over the country. All of the waterways in the country are going to become essentially unnavigable if the hippos have their way. And so the government is actually going to have to start culling them.
So this is like Escobar's final spiteful action, is unleashing hippos on the population, like a biblical plague upon the government that killed him.
Yeah,
well, actually, it was the US government, but still.
Sure, but the point, I mean, he was at war with the Colombian government, so yeah, this is a kind of vengeance from beyond the grave. But yeah, no, they point out they're all descendants of the 3 females and 1 male, illegally imported, and... The people doing the study say that the state must act urgently because this is a real issue. Because, I mean, they are actually going to drive native species into extinction and probably kill a lot of people. Because, of course, you know, Colombia, not exactly a developed nation. There are lots of people who, like, you know, use their rivers in the traditional way that ancestors always have, you know, on like reed mats or something, you know, pushing themselves down the river to fish or whatever it is. Like, if you know, a hippo can destroy a boat, like a large boat that, you know...
You've seen videos from Africa where there are people in, like, a motorboat going quite quickly and you just see this thing under the surface. Yeah. It's like, that's horrifying.
Yeah.
And I would be, you know, beside myself with fear if just this mass under the water starts coming towards my boat.
And they literally, I think it's like literally thousands of people a year in capsized boats that hippos destroy. And so you imagine you're some guy on some, you know, reed boat, just casually, and suddenly this hippo, it's like, I've never seen a hippo.
Could you imagine if they start, you know, they go into the Amazon and they go to these uncontacted tribes, and then these creatures just come at them, they're going to think that there's some sort of demonic.
Well, would they be wrong to think of them as like some sort of dragon or something? Right?
No.
I mean, like, look at it.
I mean, if you had a cultural tradition of slaying hippos like their dragons, I think it would help. All of these Amazonian tribes, they'll stop being skinny and using these little tiny like blow darts. They'll just be an army of chads.
But they, literally, you've never seen anything like this. There's nothing in your traditions, your history, or your culture that recognizes something like this. This is genuinely a monster. This
but also,
monster comes
just the size of the mouth, it's just like greed personified. This big fat creature that wallows in the water all day and has a massive mouth.
And it's hyper aggressive. And you're just, like you said, you're just some tribesman, you thought, oh, I'll go for a swim in the river or something. And then just 3-ton monster comes at you and kills one of your friends. Like, terrifying. So anyway, the problem that they have is how to get them, of course, because it's not easy to get a 3-ton animal in the water. Like, what are you doing? How are you going to do it? I don't even know what the plan is, right? So they were thinking, right, okay, well, because people hate it when we just kill them, even though this is going to become a real problem if we don't just kill them, we were thinking about capturing, anesthetizing, and transporting them to a facility to be castrated, but this would cost $500,000 per hippo.
What a waste of money. I have an idea that's much cheaper. What you do is you go to the source of all of the waterways and just drop poison melons in and just wait for them to float down the waterways, and eventually a hippo will eat one and die.
I feel that might have a negative effect on the other wildlife that also eats watermelons.
But I feel like the hippos, you know, that they're going to be dibsing these watermelons. And if you could potentially drop them near the hippos to maximize the effect. Maybe the source of the waterways is a bit ambitious.
To be honest with you, I think just advertising to big game hunters around the world and saying, look, you can shoot and eat a hippo. We'll carve it up into hippo burgers. So you can actually make money out of the hippos.
You'll have a little Colombian government employee following you around like a squire, like a medieval squire, and they'll carve up the hippo for you if you hunt it.
Yeah, you shoot the hippo, we'll grab it, we'll carve it up, you'll have hippo burgers, it'll be amazing. I'm actually well up for that. If you're killed by a hippo in the expedition, you know, sign here, it's not our... You know,
that makes perfect sense, yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so basically 200 plus hippos, and that's only the ones that they've spotted. Like, when you have really heavily and densely forested areas, it's very easy for animals to not be, for you to not be aware of the animals in there. Like, they did a thing in the Congo where they discovered there was something like 100,000 more gorillas than they expected, because they simply can't tell where the gorillas are because it's insanely dense vegetation. And so they went around sort of counting per square mile the number of, like, they make little nests. And so they count these nests and they're like, oh, right, so there are actually way more gorillas than we realized. But we just can't tell because, of course, it's just vegetation. It's just a thick jungle for
miles. I find it interesting when they put like a camera in somewhere like Papua New Guinea, which is one of the least explored land masses, and they'll just be like, what is that?
Yeah.
It's like, what is that thing? We don't know what that is.
Yeah.
And that's still happening now. Like, we just find, I think recently they found a new species of carnivore out that way.
Yeah, they're finding like new species every year, just because jungles are an impenetrable thing to discover stuff in. But anyway, the point being, it would be unbelievably expensive for them to try and humanely stem the growth of this population. So researchers are just like, look, just kill them. Just kill them. Just kill them. They're going to get out of control. They're going to trample crops. They're going to cause famine. They're going to eradicate native species. And eventually we will have a hippo emperor of Colombia. And if we don't do something about them now. So they're literally just, look, it's the swiftest, most humane thing to do. Just shoot them. Make it a day out. It'll be fun. There's literally nothing else you can do. The cost of killing hippos must be weighed against losing native flora and fauna in Colombia, the second most biodiverse country in the world. Yeah, it won't be when the bloody hippos have finished. So basically this is Pablo Escobar's revenge on the state of Colombia, which I just thought was really, really interesting and funny, but not funny, of course, if you're someone whose livelihood is being ruined by Pablo Escobar's cocaine hippos.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And what you should be doing is using your new Lotus Eaters gift subscription, that new feature we've got on the site, to watch all of our premium content while you've got lots of downtime over the holidays. I hope you're having a nice time. Also, check out our Twitter where we post links to everything that we're putting out. Thank you very much for watching. Have a nice holiday and goodbye.